The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
94.7 FM WSNY. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Luby Hearing Services. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here on Sunny 95. It's a rainy day here in Columbus, but hey, it could be worse. Could be a bunch of snow out there. The airports on the East Chicago area, I guess it's coming, but it's not here now. And so there are lots of snow out there, and all we have is rain, so I think that's going to be a good day. Our phone number, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Before I get started, let me just remind folks that you can watch Smile Makeover 2010, which is a show about a few makeovers that I've done, on Insight Channel 7 at 7:30, and also on demand, Time Warner Channel 496. Look under Wellness and then choose Smile Makeover 2010 by Dr. Kvitko. The other thing we like to do at the beginning of the show is give out our question of the day. Today, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is, what is the primary cause of tooth loss in adults over 35? Is it A, gum disease, B, tooth decay, or C, trauma? And the winner will receive a mixed seasonal floral arrangement delivered to your place of business on Tuesday afternoon by Vi Stember Flowers. So again, the question is, what is the primary cause of tooth loss in adults over 35? Is it A, gum disease, B, tooth decay, or C, trauma? The phone number, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! I see him.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. And what we're going to do today is we're going to take our Teeth Across America series to Little Rock, Arkansas. So when I travel, I interview folks, I ask them dental questions, and then we play it on the air. So before we do that, though, we have a caller. Caller, what's your name?
Lori.
Hi, Lori. Do you have a guess?
I'm going to say gum disease.
And you would be absolutely correct. How about that, Lori? Good job.
All right.
Was that a guess, or did you know?
No, I think that I've probably heard that several times over the years.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You're going to receive the free mixed seasonal floral arrangement from Vi Stember Flowers. It'll be delivered to your place of business on Tuesday afternoon. So if you can hold on, my producer's going to get that information from you, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right. And a little bit more on that topic is an article written by Sandra Goodman. And Sandra Goodman has a website, and she calls it, what does she call it? She calls it something like, she's an author of Got Teeth, and she has gotteethguide.com. So basically, you know, 75% of the population has gum disease, and that's a lot. That's a lot of people. That's a whopping number, actually. So that's where that little fun fact came from. Okay, so, like I said, went to Little Rock, Arkansas, and I was able to meet up with a young man who was willing to talk to me, because, as you know, when you walk up to somebody with a microphone, sometimes they walk away. Sometimes they don't until they find out it's about teeth, then they walk away. But anyway, luckily for me, not everybody does that. So here we go, my interview in Little Rock, Arkansas. All right, so I'm continuing my Teeth Across America series, and I am in Little Rock, Arkansas. And here I met a college student, and his name is?
Ryan Baber.
Ryan Baber?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you grew up in Little Rock?
Yes, sir.
And so what are you studying in school?
Engineering.
You want to drive the train?
No, actually, I'm in electrical engineering.
No, I'm just teasing. Electrical engineering?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you'll design computers and things?
Actually, it deals with circuitry and things of that nature.
Things that make this microphone work?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you, what was it like for you as a child when you were going to the dentist? Like, how old were you when your mom first took you, and do you remember the experience?
I guess my first experience would probably be around 4 or 5. I don't really remember it too well, but it wasn't too bad of an experience. It was kind of scary, you know, hearing the new noises of the instruments and stuff like that. But all in all, it was pretty good. Got a nice little toothbrush and everything afterwards.
You didn't get any sticky candy or anything?
No, I don't think I did.
No, that's good. That's a good thing. Okay, so then later on, as you got a little bit older, did you still enjoy going to the dentist, or did you become kind of fearful?
I've never really had too much of a fear of dentist or anything like that, but I guess getting my teeth clean was my least favorite part. It seemed to hurt sometimes, just depending on what dentist you're with, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Now, unfortunately, that's the clean feeling that you're talking about. It kind of hurts to get them cleaned if they really need it. But for the most part, you're saying, you know, like you didn't really have any cavities. You've been pretty healthy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've never had a cavity. And I may have had a cavity when I was really little with my baby teeth.
Okay, and then the tooth fell out.
Yes, sir. Yeah, ever since then, I haven't had my teeth or haven't had any problems with the teeth.
Good. Now, did you have braces?
No, sir, I did not.
And did you have your wisdom teeth out?
No, but I probably should have them out.
Have they told you to have them out?
No, I actually probably should go pretty soon to the dentist, because I'm probably am due for a checkup.
Okay, let me tell you what I think's happening. You tell me if I'll be like I'm clairvoyant or something, okay? So when you were younger, your mom would take you to the dentist. She'd help pay the bill. Your dad would pay maybe insurance through your dad's work or whatever. And then you went off to school. And I forgot to ask you, which college did you go to?
I was currently at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, and now I'm at Pulaski Tech.
Okay. And so when you went off to college, your freshman, maybe even first half of your sophomore year, mom was still kind of bugging you to go to the dentist, right? She'd even make you the appointment when you came home for Christmas or over summer, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
But then something happened. You got a little too busy, wasn't really fitting into your schedule. Even though mom was trying to get you to go, you didn't, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And now it's been a couple years, right?
Yeah, well, it's probably been about a year.
Okay, so now you realize it's time to go, and I'll tell you that I see at my office a lot of folks in your age bracket who have kind of fallen into this little trap, I guess we'll call it, and don't be surprised if when you go you have a cavity or two, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of hoping I'm not, but yeah, I know it's a possibility.
Okay, did you have fluoride in, where'd you grow up? You said you grew up here. Do they have fluoride in the water here?
I really do not know the answer to that.
Okay. It's any city over a certain size had to put fluoride in the water, I think. And Little Rock's been a city for a long time, right?
Yeah, they've been pretty good size.
I mean, I grew up in a little town called Twinsburg, and it didn't become a city until 1967, so they didn't have to add fluoride till then. But I think Little Rock's been around a lot longer than Twinsburg. Have you ever heard of Twinsburg?
No, I've not.
It's named after twins, amazingly, and it's in Ohio, and it's somewhere near Cleveland and Akron. All right, now, do you have any funny stories or anything that's happened at the dental office, or like any tooth injuries or anything like that?
No, I don't think I have.
No? Okay. And if you could have, do you have any thing that you'd like to have done to your teeth besides your wisdom teeth? I mean, are you one of the people that would like to have whiter teeth or veneers or that sort of thing?
I've actually had a lot of thought on getting my teeth whitened. It's actually something I would like to do. I've tried to, you know, work with the mouthwash, the whitening mouthwash, and I've done the little strips you can buy at the grocery store.
Crest white strips?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I tried those. I did a cycle, I guess you would say, of one of those.
Right.
And after that, I just kind of forgot about it. Just kind of went in the back of my head and didn't really think much about it anymore. And I've still used the whitening mouthwash, though.
Do you think it worked?
I think it helps. Yeah, I think it helps.
So are your teeth whiter than they used to be?
Probably not.
See, I'm not making any judgment. I'm just saying, so you'd really like white teeth. The over-the-counter didn't really work, and so, but you're still kind of hesitant to go to your dentist and say, I want white teeth?
Yeah, I guess mostly I was thinking about the cost.
Okay, how much do you think it cost?
I really would have no idea.
So how do you know if you can afford it if you don't know how much it costs?
I guess that's a question I should ask the dentist.
Yeah, it's funny how people do that. They assume they can't afford something, and then they never really checked.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, let me tell you there are a few things. In fact, you know what? We need to go to a commercial. When I come back, I believe we have to go to a commercial, but I'll tell you what. Let me go ahead and we'll take a little break here, and then we'll come back, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about whitening here in a second, okay? Okay. All right, you can access podcasts of this show at www.columbustoday.com or www.dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes.com, www.itunes.com. And also, you can listen to replays at columbustoday.com at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Our show is brought to you by Luba Hearing Services, and we'll be right back after the break.
Wow, thanks Central Ohio for the 2010 Consumers' Choice Award for hearing aids and audiology. That makes 2 years in a row. Pretty good for a family business that's been around for 64 years. Hi, this is Dr. Mary Lou Luby. We're celebrating with special year-end savings just in time for holiday gatherings. Call 431-1010. That's 431-1010.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is brought to you by Luby Hearing Services. And today what we're doing is a Teeth Across America segment called Dr. Kvitko Takes His Teeth Across America series to Little Rock, Arkansas. Before the break, we were talking to Ryan Baber from Little Rock, and what we're going to do is continue with our conversation with Ryan. All right, so we were talking with Ryan, and I forget your last name, Berber?
It's Baber.
Baber, B-A-B-E-R?
Yes, sir.
Okay. He's so polite. He says yes, sir, all the time. Does everybody down here in Arkansas talk like that?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Pretty much everyone's raised to be very polite. Yes, sir. Yes, please. No, thank you. That sort of thing?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a little bit of the, you know, down-home country cooking kind of southern hospitality kind of attitude down here.
Okay, yeah, that's neat. Now, we were talking a little bit before about whitening. And how you did some of the over-the-counter stuff, worked a little bit, but not really whitening your teeth the way you'd like, and that you've kind of been afraid to broach the subject with your dentist because you were afraid you couldn't afford it.
That is correct.
Okay. So let me tell you there are a couple ways, besides the over-the-counter strips, There's this product called Liquid Smile. Liquid Smile is like a gel pen, something like about the size of a yellow highlighter, except the liquid inside is a bleaching gel. And that, you can have your teeth whitened for about, like $149, I think it is. Okay, it's not quite as good as, you know, what we'll work up to here in a minute, you know, like Zoom and Bright Smile, but not bad, and better than the over-the-counter. So that's not a bad price point, right?
That's correct. Do you get visible notice and the difference in whitening after the first treatment?
Actually, within about the first 2 or 3 days, especially if you're doing, say, just the upper arch first, so you can compare, you'll be able to see how those teeth, whichever teeth you started with, will definitely be whiter than the arch you're not working on. So, you know, I tell people start with the upper, you know, do those front upper 6 to 8, 10 teeth, and then you'll see the difference. The next level is take-home whitening. It's, we do impressions, make molds of your mouth, and then from that, make little rubber trays. And it's a whitening gel that you take home and you do yourself. And in my office, that runs about $380. And it takes about 2 weeks. And you get almost as white as the Zoom and the Bright Smile. What do you think of that?
That sounds like a good deal to me.
We're getting closer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So like one of those two you think you might be able to afford, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so it's not so scary after all. You can go and talk to your dentist about it.
I'm going to do that next time I go.
So specifically ask him about take-home gel and or Liquid Smile. And then, by the way, the top of the line, if you will, Zoom, it's called Zoom 2 now, and Bright Smile, those are the ones that look like a laser light. You're in the office for a couple hours and we're applying gel to your teeth. That runs somewhere in the neighborhood of $700, $721. And that one might be priced out of the range for some folks. But if you want it quick, you have a wedding coming up, you have a big meeting coming up or an interview, and you want your teeth white, that's a good way to do it. And you can keep them white yourself because we give you trays to take home as well. Now, some offices will do, you know, they'll do a free whitening if you do something else. I've seen some ads. I can't really recite them, but to get new patients in the door, they might offer a free whitening too, so you could check into that.
So does a big portion of that get covered by insurance, if you have insurance?
That's a good question. Insurance companies don't cover anything that is considered cosmetic, and so whitening would be considered cosmetic. So, excuse me, so the answer to that is no. But you know what? I think that, tell me if you agree, I think people take better care of things that they like. Would you say, like somebody who likes their car, don't they wash and wax it a lot?
Yeah, I would say that was true.
Okay, so if you like your teeth, if you like your smile, if they're white when they smile back at you in the mirror, you're probably going to take better care of them, right?
Yeah, I would definitely have more incentive to do that.
Right, so if you were to spend whatever price point we just talked about, one of those numbers, the $149 all on up to the $721, seems to me that even though that wasn't covered by insurance, it would save you money in the long run as you became somebody who cared more about your smile, cared more about your teeth, maybe brushed more often, flossed better, and maybe even saved money down the road because you didn't get the cavities and you didn't get the gum disease.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with that.
Okay. So you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have one sister.
And is she younger?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because you look to be about, 23, 24?
I'm actually 20.
Okay. Oh, really? Yeah. 20? Oh, you're very, very grown up for 20.
Thank you.
I have a 23-year-old that is probably similar, but you're 3 years younger and you act so much more grown up. So she's younger. You're the oldest brother. And how are her teeth? Does she need braces? Does she go on a regular basis?
She actually hasn't had to have braces yet. I don't believe she's had any cavities either. I guess we have pretty good teeth running in the family.
That's good. That's good. And so you're not afraid of the dentist? None of that, right?
No, not at all.
Okay. Good. That's good. So when you have children, you're going to take them to the dentist. And do you have any questions, like something you've always wondered about, but you forgot to ask your dentist when you were in? No? Okay. That's good. I probably don't have the answer anyway. No, I'm just teasing. Okay. Well, Ryan, hey, I really appreciate you spending the time. Little Rock seems to be pretty nice. It's weather is certainly nice and warm. Is it like this all the time?
Yeah, it gets a little chilly during the winters.
What's chilly? I want to know what chilly is.
That would be probably about 34 for us.
How often does it get to 34?
For about a month during the winter.
Oh, you poor guys. You don't get any snow?
Maybe once or twice a year.
Okay, but it'd have to get colder than 34 to get snow, right?
Yeah, yeah. It would get down to like 32. It'd get below freezing a couple days.
Okay. And so when will you finish your degree, your engineering degree?
Hopefully in about 2.5 years.
Okay. Take good care of your teeth in the meantime. Don't wait until you get a job to get that has dental insurance to go to the dentist, okay?
All right.
You have to keep going even while you're in school and all that good stuff. So, hey, thanks very much for talking with me. Really appreciate it. And good luck with your schooling.
And thank you.
Okay. Take care. And I'll let you know when we're done here, I'll let you know how you can listen to the podcast. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back after the break.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Luby Hearing Services, you'll hear what you've been missing.
Wow, thanks Central Ohio for the 2010 Consumer's Choice Award for hearing aids and audiology. That makes 2 years in a row. Pretty good for a family business that's been around for 64 years. Hi, this is Dr. Mary Lou Luby. We're celebrating with special year-end savings just in time for holiday gatherings. Call 431-1010. That's 431-1010.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
You make me smile.
Oh, you make me smile.
You make me smile.
Oh, you make me smile.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is brought to you by Luby Hearing Services, and you make me smile by listening, by tuning in, and by calling. Our number is 459-9769. So if you ever have a question or you have a suggestion for a topic, feel free to give us a call. That's 459-WSNY. Okay, as you heard, Richard Simmons said, if your teeth are yellow, I can fix that. So, but I did want to mention that in my interview with Ryan, I left off one more type of cleaning. There is another way that we can whiten teeth. I said cleaning, but I meant whitening. There's another way that we can whiten teeth, and that's called California deep bleaching. Now, California deep bleaching is the method that will get your teeth the absolute whitest. It's the most expensive, costs around $1,200 instead of $730 or whatever that Zoom Bright Smile price was. And it includes two office visits. We start off with a visit in the office that lasts about an hour, hour and a half, where we apply gel to your teeth. And we, prior to that, we'll have made a model. We'll have made an impression of your mouth, poured up a model. And so then after our first hour, hour and a half application, we will send you home with these special customized trays, trays that have been formulated in a very, very special way, different than most trays. And we will give you gel, and you will go home and apply it in the appropriate way for 1 week or 2 weeks, depending on your particular condition. And then you would come back to the office, and we would apply the in-office gel again for another hour, hour and a half. And that will get a person's teeth their absolute whitest. And that actually, in most instances, will treat those of you that have the tetracycline staining. Now, for those of you that have it, you know what I'm talking about. It's kind of a gray, pinkish, dark teeth tint. It just, they're just dark. They're never white, not even close. They're not yellow. They're gray, brown. Very unattractive. I've never met someone who has tetracycline stained teeth that was happy about it. Now, what is tetracycline stained teeth? Tetracycline is a drug. It's an antibiotic. And if you give it to a pregnant woman or you give it to an infant, it will permanently stain the person's teeth, the adult teeth. It becomes incorporated into the molecular makeup of teeth. So think about it. As an infant or as a fetus, our teeth are developing cell by cell. And when tetracycline is introduced into the mix, it changes the color. You know, everything we have, every color, every dye, blue, yellow, red, those are all essentially just different molecules that reflect light in a different way. In fact, the reason the sky is blue is because hydrogen bonds reflect blue light. And the various reasons that Cheetos are yellow and so on and so forth. So for those folks, the only way they could have obtained white teeth in the past would have been to have crowns. Now, potentially porcelain veneers, but even that's tough because veneers are see-through. You hold them up to the light, you can see through them. And so the brown tooth structure behind a porcelain veneer would show through, and even people that got porcelain veneers whose teeth were tetracycline stained wouldn't be happy, because in order to mask the brown, you'd have to put so much opaque or so many different layers over the brown tooth that the veneer would wind up looking fake and chalky and that sort of thing. So, but there's hope. So if you know somebody with tetracycline staining, or if you have it yourself, remember, California Deep Bleaching, you can check with your dentist to see if they offer that service. Obviously, we do at my office. Our number is 262-9588. Don't give that out very often on the air, but it's Christmas time, and you might be thinking that this would be a wonderful gift that you could give somebody with tetracycline staining, the chance to no longer have that, the chance to go out and smile. And you know, unfortunately, a lot of people with tetracycline staining, we were talking to Ryan about how they, if you don't like something, you don't take care of it. And so people that don't like their teeth tend not to take care of it. By the time I get to them or they get to me, I guess would be more correct, they have a bunch of cavities, maybe gum disease. And so we're winding up then having to, in a lot of cases, do crowns on their teeth because that's what they need. And then what we have to do is get those teeth healthy. We can still do California deep bleaching on the rest of the teeth and see what color they become and try to match a crown. But if the front tooth, one front tooth needs a crown, it's really, really, really tricky to try to match one porcelain crown to a bunch of natural teeth. You almost have to do them in pairs. And so if you know somebody that has tetracycline staining, they're not, maybe, you know, they don't even know this is available, let them know. And you too can, if you're the one, you know, give a call. Now, before we end off, I wanted to give a little more statistics, a few more statistics on our question of the day, which, you remember the question was, what is the primary cause of tooth loss in adults over age 35? And Lori called in, and her guess was correct. She said gum disease. Well, here are a few more facts that have to do with that. At least 23% of women between the ages of 30 and 54 years have periodontitis. That's a fourth. That's a lot. 44% of women between the ages of 55 and 90 who still have their teeth will have periodontal disease. So again, that's almost half. One out of every three women in the United States will have none of their original teeth by age 65. So I don't know how old you are, but think about it. And if you're one of these people that have stayed away from the dentist, and let's say you're a woman who is 30 to 54, you now know there's a 23% chance you have gum disease. So you're going to need to get in. If you're between 55 and 90, 44% of you will have gum disease. And one out of three women, doesn't seem to be take a rocket scientist to figure this out, will have none of their original teeth by age 65. So if you want to still have teeth when you're in your retirement years, above 65, get to your dentist. Make sure that you take care of your teeth. Even if you don't like them now, go to somebody that can help you, that can help you get healthy, because once they're healthy and you like them, you're going to keep them that way. You just are. You spend that much time, effort, and money in the dental chair, and you're going to take care of your teeth. And once they're all healthy and everything, then we can whiten them for you or put veneers on or crowns and make them beautiful. All right? So thanks so much for listening. Remember, our show is brought to you by Luby Hearing Services. We very much appreciate them for stepping forward and helping out. And tune in next Sunday morning at 8 when Dr. Kvitko's Teeth Across America series goes to Sheffield, England.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.